A social entrepreneur is someone who solves a societal problem with a novel solution that benefits humanity, particularly people in the world's poorest communities. For example, British education advocate Anne Cotton. She started a program to support African girls whose families could not afford school fees. The young women returned to their communities as leaders and educators themselves. 10 years ago, Internet executive Jeff Skoll set up a foundation to invest in social entrepreneurs and innovators like Anne Cotton. Foundation executive Sandy Hertz says Skoll focuses on causes that bridge the world's economic disparities.
He has believed for a long time that it is the growing gap between the haves and have-nots that are driving the biggest issues facing the future of our planet, whether that's climate change or global health and pandemics, peace and security. And in order to address those challenges, our biggest point of leverage, our biggest opportunity, is to invest in social entrepreneurs, who are people who have big, compelling, systemic solutions to the large-scale challenges facing our future.
The Skoll Foundation currently supports about 60 social entrepreneurs. Jeff Skoll and his friend, actor and activist Robert Redford, believed film was the best way to promote the work they were doing. Combining the resources of Skoll's Foundation and Redford's Sundance Institute, they set up a $3 million film project called Stories of Change. From more than 300 proposals, 10 film projects received grants of up to $150,000 to produce documentaries. Karen Mertes, director of the Sundance Institute Documentary Film Program, says the filmmakers spend many months building trust with the social entrepreneurs they are profiling.
These are complex human portraits of what it takes to make change in this world. And they may not always appear to be nice or, you know, even right in these films, because they have to grapple with problems. And like all human beings, sometimes they make mistakes too. And then they have to recover from that. The difference with our social entrepreneurs is they do recover from it, and they change direction, or they change track, or they come up with a better solution. They meet those challenges.
One of the movies funded by the Stories of Change project features 2006 Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus.
Our work started giving loans to 42 people, a total amount of $27. Today it grew into a big bank.
Yunus developed a banking concept known as microcredit in Bangladesh and founded the Grameen Bank. It makes small loans to entrepreneurs too poor to qualify for traditional financing. He's now taking his bank worldwide. American filmmaker Gail Ferraro followed Yunus around the world for over a year to make the movie, which also documents the opening of one of his banks in Queens, New York.
Yunus has always believed that the banks need to prove that they're people worthy, and that whatever happened to just face-to-face, knowing who you're dealing with, and it's based on need for a change. And he's just a very humble and modest and endearing kind of person. He hugs everyone. Everyone. I think that's why he does so well. He gets 700 hugs a day. I'm not exaggerating.
Other documentaries in the Stories of Change project include an effort to shrink Africa's digital divide. Another film features an organization that set up secret schools for Afghan women and girls who were forbidden to learn under Taliban leadership. Sundance executive Karen Mertes says filmmakers have documented the danger some social entrepreneurs face as they try to change the world.
There's no question that some of these social entrepreneurs are working in conflict zones. They are working against traditional values. They are trying to do things that are in some way revolutionary. They're upsetting the status quo. And so, indeed, some of them are in direct danger.
I'm dealing with social issues that are very important and that they need to be part of a dialogue. I think documentaries, they allow us to look at ourselves looking at the world.
Filmmakers and social entrepreneurs share a desire to address social issues, but see the value of their collaboration differently. Still, Skoll Sandy Hertz notes, everyone comes out a winner.
The social entrepreneurs see the potential of filmmakers to be able to tell such a compelling story that they would really move people to take action on the issues, and the filmmakers see in social entrepreneurs people who are actually changing the world on the ground. And by bringing these two groups together, we believe that the issues will be addressed even more quickly, the solutions will take hold even faster.
Film is leading the way to solutions for global problems, says Karen Mertes.
There's just an enormous amount of exchange and curiosity and commitment to the form going on in the world in a way I've never seen before. anywhere you go, people love to watch films and they love to hear about these stories. So it is, in a way, becoming a kind of glue that holds us all together. And for that, it's very powerful.
The films from Stories of Change are expected to start showing around the world in theaters and on television early next year. For VOA News, I'm Sherry Quinn in Salt Lake City, Utah.